Finally, here are the directions for part 4. In this part, you will hear an interview. The interview will be followed by two questions, number 26 and number 27. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The interview and the questions will be given only once.
This is an interview with Jason Robinson, an agricultural engineer.
Jason, thanks for joining me. Can you start by telling the listeners what being an agricultural engineer entails?
Sure. In general terms, agricultural engineers work to solve problems, often technical and scientific issues that farmers face. That might include power supply issues, pollution and environmental concerns, and methods to increase food productivity, storage, and processing.
I see. And is farming in the Robinson blood?
Not at all. My parents were both researchers in immunology, so perhaps that's where I got my scientific inclination. I considered following in their footsteps, but became interested in agriculture after working at a French vineyard one summer. I then took a degree in agricultural engineering and now specialize in agricultural infrastructure.
Could you explain that?
Sure. When most people imagine a farm, they picture rows of corn or sunflowers or fields of cattle. But behind that bucolic scene is a sophisticated operation involving planning, machinery, and logistics. All these elements must run smoothly to ensure that farming can be profitable and that consumers have reasonably priced food in the supermarkets. My job entails overseeing the construction and maintenance of specialized facilities, such as silos, barns, greenhouses, and refrigeration units. Without such structures, livestock and harvested crops can be vulnerable to adverse weather conditions. If wheat is stored in slightly damp conditions, for example, the grains could germinate, destroying a whole year's harvest. And without temperature-controlled greenhouses, warm climate produce like tomatoes would be impossible to grow in winter.
I see. What are some of the day-to-day challenges you face?
These days, there's intense pressure on farmers to be more environmentally friendly. That may mean using fewer chemicals, going organic, or turning some fields into flower meadows to attract crop pollinators, such as bees. It also means farmers have to reduce their carbon footprint. One way to achieve this is through the integration of renewable energy sources. The refrigeration units and greenhouses I mentioned can suck up a lot of power. So by developing environmentally friendly, energy-efficient practices, engineers can help farms reduce costs while maintaining productivity. One problem is that the annual income of farmers is highly correlated to the whims of weather and climatic conditions, and their attitude to investing reflects this. This often makes them reluctant to invest large sums of money for gains that may only be achieved over a long-term time frame. Part of my job is to prove to them that the ultimate payoff in terms of energy efficiency makes it worthwhile.
Do you have any regrets about becoming an agricultural engineer instead of an immunologist?
What I do regret is the failures. For example, I was involved in an irrigation project in Spain. As you may know, some parts of Spain are facing desertification. My company was contracted to build an irrigation system using groundwater to help a large vegetable farm stay operational for another couple of decades. However, the amount of accessible groundwater meant that the well ran dry after only 5 or 6 years, which left the farmer no choice but to sell up. At the time, I was heartbroken for the farmer, but looking back, it was a good lesson and has made me much more cautious about creating over-optimistic expectations. To return directly to your question, though, I spend a lot of time outdoors and am lucky enough to meet some hard-working, down-to-earth people. Without them, society would simply not function, so I'm grateful if I can help them in a small way.
Well, that was fascinating. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks for having me.
Questions. Number 26. What does Jason say is one problem he experiences in his job? Number 27. What does Jason say he learned from his experience in Spain?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.
では、時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。これにて試験終了となります。公正なる試験実施にご協力いただき、ありがとうございました。質問がある方は、直ちに試験監督者にお申し出ください。試験監督者に連絡いたします。これより最終の受験者数を確認してください。その後、回答用紙を回収し、枚数の確認を行ってください。なお、問題冊子は回収しません。受験者数と回答用紙の枚数の一致を確認してから解散の指示を出してください。受験者の皆さんは身の回りをよく点検し、忘れ物がないように注意してください。受験者の皆さんが退室するときは別の教室が試験中の場合もありますので、声を出さず会場出口まで静かに退出してください。それでは、解散の指示を出すまで、静かにお待ちください。